I don't know if there's any kind of study or how you would find this out. How many different times Southwest Airlines is mentioned in business development books? I'm reading a book right now called Made to Stick. It's the one I had to put on pause to get through Dr. Lehman's. And the first one or two chapters, it's a couple of brothers that wrote it, Chip and Dan Heath, and it's all about why some ideas survive and some don't. And there was like four or five pages using Southwest Airlines as an example of ideas that stick.
If anybody could figure that out, it would be our own Scott Apple. he's a master searcher of things. I bet you he could tell you how many books were written about Herb.
Or not even written, but just referenced yeah. In some point in their book.
So. It has been a nice company for Amanda, for your family. Amanda's mm-hmm. been there, I think, 15, 16?
20.
Woo! Well, I guess that's the number she told me when I first met her. I didn't keep adding. Yeah, they've been a good company for you guys.
Yeah. I won't get into it, but very interesting. When I see it and the business platform, I think, how does a company like this survive, but yet they're the only ones that are consistently profitable in the airline industry?
That's interesting. I guess I don't know enough about them. Rosie loves flying Southwest. I just kind of don't get it. I guess I'm old school. I like my number and my seat before I get to the airport.
There was a time watching the documentary on Herb where when he opened up a Dallas to Houston flight and back, because their headquarters is Dallas, and they couldn't get people engaged in that flight. So he started offering a free bottle of whiskey with every ticket.
Serious?
This is back in the, you could probably still smoke on the plane at this time. Yeah, it was that long. I don't know when they outlawed that, but I mean, just who would have thought, well, I'll just start giving everyone whiskey who buys a ticket from the Houston to Dallas. It worked. Anyway, the weather in Arizona is beautiful. The colors are beautiful. It's fall season. You still get some warmth in the day, but that early morning chill, and that late evening, and it cools off. The days are shorter, the nights are longer, the air's cleaner.
It just brings out a little hope in you, doesn't it?
Time to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking for an Arizona staycation, the only place you can sign up is Rosie on thehouse.com, R-O-S-I-E on thehouse.com. It's on the right-hand side. You'll see the Sanderson Ford truck with the Arizona flag in the background. Just click on it and enter your information there. We pull a winner monthly, no limit to how many times you can enter. But you can only win once a year. We don't,
Got to give everybody a chance.
Yeah. Winners get to go to Sanderson Ford, pick out a vehicle of choice from their test lot. And their test lot's always, what's coming up. Next mm-hmm. year's models. It's their mobile sales
fleet.
Room.
Yep.
Pick up your vehicle. From there,
you get to pick where you go in Arizona. And it's just a lot of fun. If you don't know Arizona very well, Rosie loves to fill you in. He'd love to just talk to you and kind of guide you and direct you. Right now, a great place to go. Our last winner went to Greer, Arizona, just up off on the rim there. And it's just 12 miles
past
from
Sholo.
Mm-hmm. Just in kind of out on the prairie, almost kind of feel to it. But our last winner took her daughters, and they went up and stayed at the Lazy Trout. You can go to lazytrout.com and see, but it's a motel. They have six rooms or eight rooms, I think, in the motel, but they also have like a couple dozen cabins to choose from. Unbelievably affordable prices to go up there. You could take a whole family. You can get a six-room cabin. Of course, it's like moving into a house, and you have all this. They have fenced-in ones. They have a lot of them are pet-friendly. So, and every time of year is great to go up there because in the summer it's 30 to 40 degrees cooler. In the winter, you're just 12 miles from sunrise. You can, use that as your base to go skiing and sledding and snowboarding or whatever, or just to sit out. They have, kind of right there in the middle of nature. They have Adirondack chairs out by the pond. You just can't go wrong going up there. And so the Lazy Trout, talk to Miss Nancy up there if you're interested. And if you want a chance to win, of course, do like Romy said and sign up. But they have Santa and Mrs. Claus every weekend now from here on out till, through November. It's at 8,500 feet, so you just can't lose going up there. And then after we get you all settled where you want to go, and you pick your car, then we get you a little gift basket. And this Melinda and her daughter's got a basket from Coyote Odie's, and Coyote Odie's is right in the heart of Glendale, 58th Avenue in Glendale, just north of there. Great little shop if you just want to go in. They have all kinds of these great cookies and good hot tea, but you can get like a dark chocolate cashew cookie, a milk chocolate walnut. They're all oatmeal cookies, of course. Peanut butter, dark chocolate cashew, it goes on and on. And if you're really feeling like you want a treat, she'll make it into a sundae for you. She'll heat that cookie and put it with a big thing of ice cream.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
But the baskets are what shows up in your car, of course. And then a $250 gift card for gas. So, I mean, it is a fully funded and planned staycation for a couple days of getaway in the state of Arizona.
And that $250 for gas.
Well,
it'll
go a long
way. You can use it for anything.
Food,
I say,
yeah.
That in a weekend, especially
meals,
depending
yeah.
on the vehicle you pick up, you may not even spend half of that.
That's right. So you can eat out.
Excellent.
Buy a little something.
Arizona staycation, just one of the things that we offer here at RosieOnTheHouse.com to get out and see some of Arizona. Like, do you know there's a bluegrass festival November 11th through the 13th in Wickenburg at the Rodeo Grounds? It was actually the first event Amanda and I ever went to. Was the Wickenburg Bluegrass Festival.
Or if you want to go south, Bisbee, Copper Queen. Copper Queen is going to have a Thanksgiving dinner. So if you don't have plans for Thanksgiving and you're looking for something special to do, give the Copper Queen in Bisbee a call. Of course, that's a beautiful time of year to go down there as well.
Big
it's
mining town.
Mm-hmm.
They've
mining
still
and
got
ghost.
The big open, yeah, the big open pit from the mining and the history and of what that town has done in Arizona. Great place. It's Rosie on the House. Stay tuned. It's the 8 o'clock hour coming up. If you've got a landscape or garden question, John Jay is on deck to answer it. You can call in now and get your question in queue at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text them into 411-923 or email them to info@rosieonthehouse.com.
Rosie on the House, the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.